The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with host and motivational expert William Mitchell. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the host, guest, and callers. In the next hour, William and his guests offer a practical and fascinating approach to issues such as health, success, and weight control. So pull up your chair and get ready to stretch your mind. Here's your host, William Mitchell.
Welcome to Stretch Your Mind and Shrink Your Waist. I'm William Mitchell. My educational and professional background are listed on my website, which is Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, program.com. As many of you know, hypnosis is an effective technique for working on difficult personal issues. In my practice, we specialize in weight loss, smoking cessation, and stress-related issues. Today, my guest has developed a new and rapidly growing system of hypnosis. Calvin Banion earned his master's in psychology at the University of North Dakota and has finished Albee's dissertation for his Ph.D. in psychology there at the University of North Dakota. Calvin is the CEO and the founder of the Hypnosis Center, which has offices both in the Minneapolis area and Singapore. And he's also the founder and director of the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, which is a Minnesota State Licensed School of Hypnosis. Calvin twice received the award Instructor of the Year in 2002 and 2003 for the National Guild of Hypnotists and was also awarded in 2003 the Educator of the Year Award. He's had several other very prestigious awards to the National Guild of Hypnotists. And I'm just so excited that Calvin has agreed to be on our program today. Calvin, thank you for being on Stretch Your Mind.
Thank you, William Mitchell. It's good to be here. I'm excited to be able to talk to everybody and tell them all about advanced hypnosis.
Calvin, you have become rather well-known because you've trademarked a system of hypnotherapy called 5-Path. Could you tell us what 5-Path is?
Well, there's a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is 5-Path. Not very well known, but the real name of 5-Path is 5-Phase Abreactive Therapeutic Hypnosis. And what it is in the long form is it's a systematic approach that enables us to use some of the most powerful techniques available to the hypnotist or professional hypnotherapist, including such techniques as age regression, parts therapy, forgiveness therapy, so that the client can get long-term results in a wide variety of different issues, including weight loss.
Oh, exactly. And I know you have quite a number of successful weight loss clients there, both in Minneapolis and Singapore, and really excited about what you're going to talk about today, about how this can help many issues, but including weight loss. How did you come up with 5-Path, Calvin?
Well, you know, a number of years ago when I decided to open my office, now my background is in talk therapy. As you mentioned, I have a master's degree in psychology, and I was really not that happy with the techniques that I had learned in college. They weren't really getting the kind of rapid results I wanted. And so I turned to hypnosis, and I opened my first center here in Minneapolis, and not having a strong background in business, I began reading and researching different books, and I ran across this book called The E-Myth. And The E-Myth started explaining to me what you really needed to do to be successful. And in that book, they talked about McDonald's and these different kinds of franchises. And what I learned that was applicable to hypnosis was if we want to have consistent results, you know, positive results for our clients, we need to be able to come up with a system that anyone who used the system, the therapist, would be able to get those kinds of positive results. And so what we did is we started looking at all these most powerful techniques, again, like age regression and like parts therapy and then forgiveness therapy, and we started using them on our clients because we wanted to get maximum results. And then over time, the results that we got dictated what should come first in the system to optimize all of the different types of techniques we were using.
Hey, Calvin, I want to just interrupt just for a moment. My engineer is telling me that your very wonderful hypnotic voice is coming in a little low, so if you could speak up just a little louder.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do my very best. Is that a little bit better?
I think so, yes.
All right, good. So five-path, five-phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis, what we do is phase one, phase two, phase three, four, and five. And phase one, what we do is we're going to take the time to do the preparation, the testing, and the convincing of the client that's needed to ensure that they'll be able to reliably reach a state of somnambulism, which is a really deep state of hypnosis. We need that deep state of hypnosis so that we can do phase two, which is age regression. And the age regression work is done to uncover the cause of the problem and help us to neutralize it. And then over the years of doing that, we've discovered that most of the problems that our clients are experiencing are in some way emotional problems. What they're doing is they are trying to cope with feelings like anger or guilt or fear that is caught inside of them that they've kind of buried and not dealt with. It's like it's not what's really eating our weight loss. I mean, it's not really so much what our clients are eating. It's what is bothering them that's causing them to eat, you see?
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a history with Gerald Kine, who actually had a history with Dave Ellman, a famous trainer of hypnosis. Is this related to that kind of experience with Ellman and then Gerald Kine and then yourself with the somnambulism and the age regression?
That's right. I think a good way of looking at this is five-path is an extension of what Jerry Kine calls universal therapy, which is working with somnambulistic clients,
mm-hmm.
doing the age regression and forgiveness therapies is a big important part of five-path. It's also built on the work of Charles Tebbets and Gil Boyne and other people like that, but certainly the strongest influence is that of Jerry Kine. That's why he's a co-author of one of my books.
What is the name of that book, Calvin?
The name of that book is Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. And it really outlines how to use advanced techniques like age regression and how to do direct suggestion really well to get permanent results or at least very long-lasting results for the client.
That's amazing. Calvin, you really have listed a whole number of things. If we could just start walking through there, you talked about what 5-path is, and you said it's the abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. When you say abreactive, for the average person out there, what does that mean?
What that really means is to abreactive is to release emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is, again, that 5-path is an emotionally-based hypnotherapy. So many forms of hypnosis think about what we do as mere habits or patterns and that kind of thing. And 5-path says, gosh, yeah, there are habits and there's patterns, but if you're not able to really make the change you want in the long term, just through desiring it and planning out your day and things like that, then what's going on is something more powerful is driving the problem. And that would be, again, all old emotions like anger and frustration and that kind of thing. So what happens is our clients will say, I'm not going to snack. And they'll plan on doing other things. But then all of a sudden, they find themselves either frustrated or lonely or sad. And it could be a feeling from the past or some emotion that's coming up now. And they'll go to the refrigerator and start to eat. And this also is explained in another book. If someone really wants to understand this emotional pattern, The Secret Language of Feelings. And what we talk about in that book is that our clients get in this loop of feeling bad and then trying to cope with the feeling through eating or drinking or smoking or any number of things that they would do too much, you see?
Absolutely. Now, I just want to remind our listeners that we do have a call-in line, and that number is 1-888-335-5204. And if you have questions for Calvin Banion or myself, you're certainly welcome to call in. Calvin, I know many people are going to want to learn more about you than what we can talk about on this show, what are the websites or emails that you would like to make available to people on the show?
Just to make it easy, I have a kind of a hub that goes to all of our websites. And it's very easy to remember. It's calbanyan.com. That's calbanyan.com. And there's two main or three websites that I think our listeners will be interested in, and that is the BanyanHypnosisMall.com, where a lot of these products, and not just mine, but of many other hypnotherapists, are available, including our e-zine and a section for free articles, and then the HypnosisCenter.com, where people can learn about training programs so that they can learn about 5-PATH, either as a certification course or advanced hypnotherapy course for someone that's already certified.
I would say to the listeners, I've been, of course, to Calvin's website, and Calvin's almost developed an eBay for hypnosis, wouldn't you say, Calvin?
It's kind of like an Amazon.com for everything hypnosis. And what is that outfit that sells tickets? Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Now what I'm really excited about is offering a way for people to find out and sign up for hypnosis courses, certification courses, self-hypnosis courses through there also with a number of different instructors in addition to myself.
That's great. Now, my guest today is Calvin Banyan. He's the creator of a unique method of hypnosis practice called 5-PATH. After a short break, Calvin will share how powerful emotional processes uncovered in hypnosis can help clients lose weight and address other issues of change. This is William Mitchell. We'll be right back.
Connecting your world, the Internet's number one talk and information station, VoiceAmerica.com.
Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis.
This week on Slice of Sci-Fi with Michael and Evo, Lake Bell from Surface joins us to tell us about the show, and TD0013, our resident stormtrooper, joins us in studio to help us talk about the sci-fi that's happened this week. That's this week on Slice of Sci-Fi with Michael and Evo.
Did you know the young adult generation, otherwise known as the Echo Boomers, born between the late 1970s and 1995, number 78 million in our population? They are responsible and drink less, smoke less, do fewer drugs, and commit less crime than previous generations. Advocating America's Young Adult with hosts Chloe White and Charlie Fairchild aggressively addresses the current and cutting-edge issues affecting the young adult. It is a world of inherent unfairness for this age group, and the situation continues to deteriorate. The time for meaningful change has arrived, and our Advocating America's Young Adult is here to make an impact. Tune into Advocating America's Young Adult with hosts Chloe White and Charlie Fairchild.
Hello, this is Rory Garay, president of Greyhound Pets of America and host of Greyhounds Make Great Pets on Voice America. Join me every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern for an insightful and enjoyable talk about one of man's best friends, the Greyhound. Learn about the history of the Greyhound, discuss proper obedience and training techniques, and find out more about the Greyhound racing industry and what they are doing to help the adoption effort of the former race stars. If you own a Greyhound or just love dogs like I do, join me for Greyhounds Make Great Pets every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Continuing to be the authority in Internet Talk Radio, you're listening to voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 1-888-335-5204. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind and Shrink Your Waist. I'm William Mitchell. My specialization as a hypnotist is in the area of weight loss, and on my website, which is Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, program, mitchellprogram.com, you can see videos, pictures, and read testimonies from clients that have used my weight loss hypnosis system. Today, though, my guest is Calvin Banion. He's the creator of 5-PATH, which is an advanced hypnotherapy process, talking about how these powerful emotional processes can be uncovered in hypnosis to help clients reduce weight. And one of the keys to Calvin's system is using not only direct suggestion, but also using age regression, and then a series of sessions on forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, also parts therapy. Now, we've got Calvin on the line now. Calvin, may I ask you, using 5-PATH, how can these powerful emotional processes uncovered in hypnosis help clients lose weight?
Well, what happens is these people, what we do is we get these feelings inside of ourselves. We may not even be aware of them at the conscious level, and the protective part of us will try to avoid having to feel those painful emotions of the past. And so what we can do is a unique kind of technique called affect bridge age regression, which simply means to bring up the emotion associated with the problem and then follow it back to where it began. So I'd have someone in hypnosis. I would tell them there's a feeling inside of you that has everything to do with why you've come here to see me today. And as I count from 1 to 3, it comes up, 1, 2, 3. And then I'll say, focus on the feeling, and we're going to follow it back to an earlier time you felt that way. And we'll go back to what's called a subsequent sensitizing event, and which is an event that reinforces an earlier event. And then we'll keep following it back, go back to an earlier time, until we've identified what's called the ISE, initial sensitizing event. And that's the event that started it. It's like the problem is like a weed in your yard. If you just mow it down, the weed will come back.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find the seed and pull that seed out of the ground. That's the only way we can be absolutely for sure that that problem's not going to spring back. So once we find the problem, then we're going to do a technique called the informed child technique. What we're going to do, gosh, how many times have we said to ourselves, if only I had known then what I know now, right?
Yes.
And in age regression, in a kind of unusual way, we can actually know then what we know now, because we'll talk to that part of us, which is still in our nervous system, still in our memory banks, and give them what we wish we would have known then. And what it does is it changes our beliefs at the core, and it changes our emotions so that we can neutralize any false emotions that have been driving us to too much or drink too much and this kind of thing, you see?
Many times, Calvin, these emotions or these beliefs or thoughts in the deep subconscious, they may not be rational at all, right?
That's exactly right, because most of these problems begin before the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, boy, children have magical thinking. They think about the boogeyman in the closet. They have all these crazy ideas. And those kind of ideas will cause, and misunderstandings will cause us to have all kinds of erroneous beliefs which create emotions that can be very easily neutralized in this manner if you're working with someone who's skilled in these kinds of techniques.
Now, the skill of the therapist is important, though, because whenever you're doing an age regression, aren't there potential dangers?
Well, what we've found out is that as a properly trained hypnotherapist, is not going to have very much trouble. And I tell my students, it's not rocket science. It's not brain surgery. Really, It does take study, and it does take experience to get good at it, but you don't need to have a PhD in clinical psychology to be a good hypnotherapist that uses age regression.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that we do that keep it safe and keep it effective, like learning about leading and avoiding leading the client so that they don't start making up things. We don't want to suggest things happen that never did happen.
Very important, because I guess in the psychological community for a long time, they've had a problem with that false memory syndrome.
Yeah, an interesting thing about that is false memory syndrome occurs much more often in regular waking consciousness and in psychotherapy and counseling. One of the interesting things is when the client goes into the hypnotic state with a hypnotist that does a formal induction, there's a part of the mind, which I like to call the protective mind, is always there watching and kind of listening. And if a suggestion is given that doesn't make sense or makes them feel uneasy or fearful, then it will just tend to reject it. Where if you're sitting in front of an authority like a psychologist or something like that, it's more difficult to realize that you're highly suggestible and reject suggestions that are coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Some people, like a researcher, Hilgard, I guess, call it the hidden observer in hypnosis.
Yes, I totally believe in that. I've seen it, every day in my sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So you do this age regression, and you go back to an initial sensitizing event. What would be an example of an initial sensitizing event?
Typically what we find out is it's some kind of event that causes the child to be fearful. For example, the child may get the idea that I'm not lovable or there's something wrong with me. Such a really simple thing like that. An older brother or sister might say, "What's wrong with you? You're so stupid." And it goes in. So the initial sensitizing event might not have anything to do with food, which is interesting. But in our society, the idea of comforting ourselves with food is pervasive. And so what happens is a parent or something like that in the child client's environment will try to soothe the child with food. Here, have a cookie, you'll feel better. Have a piece of candy. And then the association has been locked in.
I see. Now, a lot of people that come to our clinic talk about stress eating. Could this age regression process reveal the source of the stress eating?
That's right. The five-path hypnotherapist doesn't really do so much stress management as what we do is stress elimination.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is the stuff that's going on now in our lives tends to come and go, and the stress ebbs and flows. What really gets to us is the stress that we hold inside of ourselves, the emotions from the past that have never been neutralized, emotions that we're chronically causing ourselves because of our thinking, these kinds of things. And also, so we look at really two factors. There's the emotion from the past and emotion that happens now. And what we do with regard to emotions that are going on now that cause stress is we educate our clients in a secret language of feelings, and they learn how to respond to the emotions in a satisfying way rather than distracting. For example, if you're lonely, call a friend, make a friend. Something like that. There's nothing that you can eat that can fulfill your loneliness.
Right. In our sessions, we often have people in hypnosis hear and repeat the phrase, "Nothing tastes as good as being thin feels."
Well, that's right. That's right. And then what we could do is we can add to it, if ever you decide to have something to eat, check to see if you're physically hungry. If you're not, what am I feeling? Am I sad? Am I lonely? And then to begin to respond to those feelings in a way that satisfies those emotions in the now.
Yeah, the deep subconscious will find something if it feels like it's missing something. And often food is so easy for people to turn to. It's readily available, cheap. And all through life, people have been handed food when they were like a baby crying, things like that.
That's right. Food, and it's so acceptable to have something to eat. But the smoker will smoke and the drinker will drink in the same situation.
Yes. Now, Calvin, before the last break, I asked you to give the folks out there listening your website and how to get a hold of you, and I wasn't sure if they all heard you, so could you do that again?
Yeah, to get to all of our websites, the main hub is calbanyan.com, and that's calbanyan.com. That's my news blog, and there's a link there to all of our websites. So constantly I'm writing about different things in the field of hypnosis and posting it to the blog. For example, this summer we're opening a new center in the Orange County area, and so I'm writing a little bit about that while I'm at it.
Yeah, that's exciting about your move. We'll have to hear more about that after the break. But in a few moments, we're going to be taking another break. And after this short break, I want to come back and ask Calvin a little more about the use of the age regressions, and particularly about the use of forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, and how this can help not only with weight loss problems, but also uncover the cause of problems that are very difficult. This is William Mitchell. We'll be right back.
Information you need, when you need it. VoiceAmerica.com.
Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis. A significant portion of your federal budget is spent on national security, economic aid, international development, and the war in Iraq. But what do you receive in return for that investment? That question and many more will be answered when you join Diane Cromer for World Views and Local Perspectives every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Diane will talk with you about a range of international issues and inform you on how and why these issues have a direct impact on the lives of all Americans. So tune in every Thursday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for World Views and Local Perspectives with Diane Cromer, right here on Voice America, America's Voice.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling, whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
When tax time comes, are you the person that goes to your accountant with a shoebox literally full of receipts? Stop wasting your accountant's time, as well as your own, by organizing your finances with the help of Joe Dunphy and Poor Richard's Shoebox. Heard live every Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Poor Richard's Shoebox will let you know what you can do to organize for tax time, as well as how to get the most out of your retirement. So get all of your receipts together and tune in to Poor Richard's Shoebox with Joe Dunphy every Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Voice America Radio Network.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 1-888-335-5204. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back. My name is William Mitchell, and this is Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist, and I'm so pleased today to have Calvin Banyan. He's a board-certified hypnotherapist, and he's also a certified instructor for the National Guild of Hypnotists and the founder of the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and also has a state-approved School of Hypnosis in the state of Minnesota, but also is also moving his practice to include California, and he already has a very strong practice in the country of Singapore. Calvin, thank you for being my guest today. It's good to have you back. And Calvin, you really have done some amazing new things with your five-path program, and you were telling people about the processes. We were talking about in the beginning, you start a course with some age regressions that are going to uncover some emotional issues. And on these emotional issues, other than like weight loss, are there other kinds of treatments that you can use the five-path for other than weight loss and these emotional issues come up that would help people?
You know, what we've found out, we've done tens of thousands of sessions at our center, is that what 5-PATH is doing what it was designed to do. 5-PATH is a universal approach to working with so many different kinds of issues, any kind of habit, motivation, even some chronic illnesses. Many doctors and psychologists will agree in a kind of a complicated idea called the diathesis stress hypothesis. Gosh, I can't even say it. And it's just basically the idea that stress is a major part of many different illnesses. And so we can go in and work with the stress and help undo some of the problems. I remember one case where a blind boy was referred to me by a psychiatrist because nothing else had worked. That was a very interesting case.
And what were the kind of results you had there, Calvin?
This was such an interesting case. This boy he was 15 years old, and in school he started losing his vision. And then he went to the eye doctor and the ophthalmologist and all these things, and nothing seemed to pan out. He wound up with a neurologist, and he wound up being referred to the psychiatrist because they couldn't find anything wrong. And all the time he was being treated, he was becoming more and more blind until he had lost his sight. Then who do they send him to? The witch doctor. I mean, hypnotherapist, right? And so I began to work with him, and it was so interesting because what happened was the age regression revealed that he was an adopted boy, and that was an issue that he had never really settled in his life. And there's another thing, is SSEs, subsequent sensitizing events, and there's ISCs, initial sensitizing events, and then there's another thing called a SPE, which is the symptom-producing event. And we discovered that the symptom-producing event for his blindness was in school they started studying family trees, and everybody was going to have to make up a family tree, so his secret was going to be revealed to the school that he was adopted. He didn't want to look at that. He didn't want to see that, and he didn't want to be seen as an adopted child because to him it meant rejection.
Oh.
What's wrong with him, you see? And we were able to work through that in just a couple of age regression sessions and then forgiveness therapy sessions, and each session that I saw him, he was getting more and more of his sight back until he had completely regained his sight after about 5 sessions.
Well, that must have been an incredible experience, not only for you and for that boy, but for all the other professionals who had been treating him.
It is so exciting. And you were asking me about the forgiveness therapy. It was so interesting because in the age regression, now, whether this is literally true or not, this is what came up, is he went back to the time he was born, and he got to be with his natural mother, and we got to tell him that the interesting thing, when the baby was being taken away from the mother, the baby thought, I'm going to die. And that was an example of one of the things we could do with the informed child work, is we're able to go before the child was taken away, let the child know he's not going to die, and that he has this wonderful future, with his adopted parents, and that took the fear away, you see. And also, he had this idea that his mother was rejecting him, that there was something wrong with him, and he was able then to learn that there was nothing wrong with him, and he wasn't being rejected. And that really began his sight coming back. But in subsequent sessions, what we wanted to do was to get rid of the anger that he had at his birth mother for giving him up. And also, it's so interesting, but the child, so many years ago had decided this erroneous belief that somehow his adopted mother had something to do with getting him taken away from his natural mother. So there was this inner anger at her also. So using a technique which was first developed by Fritz Perls, and as far as I know, used for the very first time in hypnosis by Jerry Kine, this thing called chair therapy. And we can, while the person's in the somnambulistic state, they can hallucinate. And we can say, now your birth mother is in that chair in front of you. And what we can do is create a dialogue that ends in forgiveness. And that releases that anger. And we proceeded through that with birth mother and then adoptive mother and some issues he had with his adopted father. And then we finalize it with another thing, which is forgiveness itself, because after that other forgiveness is done, there's nobody left to point to except himself, because he made some misunderstandings and held on to some ideas, and he forgave himself. And when that was done, his sight was returned.
Well, it's a great example that age regression doesn't have to be just returning to negative experiences, but also can be used, as you're describing, in reshaping the perception, the belief, and the experience of a person so that they have a whole new view, and in this case, vision, of their life and also of their past.
That's
amazing,
right?
What you do there. What an incredible example of the mind-body-spirit connection. That's just amazing. And his sight eventually returned entirely?
That's right. The funny thing is, we had scheduled a follow-up appointment with him at the end of those sessions for 2 weeks later, and he canceled his appointment. And I talked to my receptionist, well, how come he canceled his appointment? He said he had a baseball game that day. So he'd much rather be out on a beautiful day playing baseball with his friends, you know, having his life back, instead of coming into, you know, my sedate, quiet, comfortable office, you know.
Well, that's an incredible illustration of using age regression, and then also, you know, going back, talking about those childlike, magical beliefs or irrational beliefs, such as the anger that somehow the loving adoptive parent had something to do with him being taken away from his mother. That's just an incredible example. Thank you, Calvin. That was fantastic.
Oh, it's a pleasure to share. It's amazing what you can do. And, you know, you don't have to study psychology for 7 years to do this. If you learn a progressive, systematic approach to doing this, then you can work with a wide variety of different kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this young man came to you through referral of other medical professionals who had been unable to get to the source of the issue there.
Exactly. Yeah, I could go on with stories like that. I should probably put together a book of case histories.
Oh, that'd be well worth reading. Well worth reading. Calvin, talk to us a little bit more about this whole technique of forgiveness of others, and then we're going to have to take a break in about 3 minutes, but forgiveness of others. That's very important in your therapeutic approach, right?
Right. One of them, I remember I was at Jerry Kine's home in DeLand, Florida one day, and I said, Jerry, where did you get this idea? Because as far as I know, he's the first one to use it in hypnosis in a systematic way. And he says, well, I was doing age regression with this lady, and we couldn't get through the issue, and he simply says, what do we have to do to get over this? And the lady says, well, I guess I have to forgive this person. And that's where it began. And now what we do is we'll put these people together in a room, I call it the holodeck of the mind, and what we will do is we'll have the client express their true feeling about what this offender did to them. And that causes an emotional release, which is cathartic, which also is well known in psychology to have a healing effect. Then we'll take the offender through a process I call the 10 keys to forgiveness. And this is a systemized process that'll make anyone forgivable in the eyes of the client so that they can completely forgive them for everything that they did wrong. And it's such a relief, such a healing experience. And let me tell you one other thing. When you do age regression or you do forgiveness therapy or PARS therapy well, they're what we call insight therapies. They get that epiphany, an aha experience. And what happens when they do that is the subconscious mind goes into a state of reorganization. It becomes fluid just for a few minutes, and it becomes hyper-suggestible for any suggestions that are consistent with the insight that they just had. So when they go to this 10 keys of forgiveness or age regression, they learn something about the situation they didn't know before. The subconscious mind must wrap its mind around it. They become hyper-suggestible, and now we can say things like, and now you're going to find you're going to be so much more successful as losing weight because that emotion that's been driving you to overeat has been neutralized, and you're going to be so much more in control. And then with that segue, we'll go into the specific suggestions for the behaviors that they're going to change.
Well, and your age regression is a good example of the plasticity of the mind, and you can also use that same plasticity to make those changes you're talking about, because now you have the rational adult perspective that you can bring back in time, so to speak, in that age regression as well, because it's like that hidden observer's right there. Isn't that way you do that?
William, you are just so right on with that. It's that whole idea of, boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now. And in age regression, you really can know then what you know now. The events stay the same, but your perceptions and how you feel about those things change, and that's really a big part of our memory about the world that constructs what we do today.
Now, right after the break, I'm going to ask Calvin to spend a little more time talking about his book, Secret Language of Feelings, and how that applies. But we're going to be back in just a moment. I'm William Mitchell. We'll be right back.
Cutting edge, challenging, stimulating. You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis.
Ever wonder what's in your future? Why you are the way you are? Or what your dreams really mean? Then tune in and call in to the Jackie Marie Show with professional psychic Jackie Marie. With over a reported 90% accuracy in her psychic predictions, Jackie Marie answers your questions on psychic phenomenon, dream interpretation, numerology, astrology, hypnosis, recognizing your own psychic gifts, and so much more. Along with her co-host, Alan Richard, Jackie also provides her psychic insight on celebrities, politicians, new items, and a mystery of the week. That's the Jackie Marie Show, broadcast every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, on VoiceAmerica.com.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rack and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
It's time to celebrate the everyday diva, women who embrace everyday life with style and flair. Mary Ellen's Everyday Diva, hosted by best-selling author Mary Ellen, invites everyday women who solve everyday problems in their own way to speak up, be heard, get acknowledged, and empowered. Learn from others and share your own great ideas about running a home, whether it's how to clean a room, fix a sink, or discipline your kids. Broadcasting live every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel, Mary Ellen's Everyday Diva is for the everyday divas everywhere.
Continuing to be the authority in Internet Talk Radio, you're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 1-888-335-5204. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us again. I am William Mitchell. This is Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. My website is mitchellprogram.com. And on that website, you can see a number of videos of successful clients who've used hypnosis. I also have on the website a stage show that you can watch for your entertainment, and there are a number of testimonials, and there's a good deal of information about hypnosis. And I also have a state licensed school in Illinois, much like Calvin Banyan has in Minnesota, where you can receive training in hypnosis. Now, Calvin, I want to talk in a few moments about your training and what you're doing, but first I wanted to ask you one question about your book, The Secret Language of Feelings, and what kind of things are in that book that can help the average person, you know, use hypnosis successfully to reach their goals that they've set for themselves.
Secret language inside of all of us that was never meant to be kept secret. When we feel these emotions, so many people think emotions are illogical. When they're fully understood, we find out that emotions are as logical as any computer program. And when we begin to understand what our emotions are trying to tell us to do, it becomes a kind of inner wisdom that we can't believe we've been living without. Now, I learned the secret language by doing hypnosis. My clients taught me this. I would bring up the issue, say there's a feeling inside you that has everything to do with the issue, and follow it back. And I learned how important these different kinds of emotions are, and not only in the past, but in the present, and how we can begin to respond to those feelings in a satisfying way rather than distracting with food or alcohol or work or shopping and the number of different things that we do.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, Calvin, I don't want to get away with our time we've had together without you talking a little bit about your training schedule, and you're really doing a lot of things internationally as well as nationally. Could you talk about what you're doing with training now?
Well, we really have two main training programs that I think would be of interest to the listeners. One is our NGH certification course with 5-Path and 7-Path.
So that they and NGH is the National Guild of Hypnotists, right?
That's correct. So that people can learn the basics and then also the advanced techniques that we're talking about. And then there's another course, that's a 10-day course, and then a 7-day course, which is for people who've been certified in some other place. And what we do, they have the basics, and then they go through what we call the week of power. And they're going to learn 5-Path and 7-Path during that period of time. And I'm really excited to say that the full 7 days of the week of power is going to be at the convention, the National Guild of Hypnotists convention this year in August. We just recently became a special interest group of the NGH, and that, I guess, that's given us a little special clout.
Yes, yes. And then you're also going to be doing new work in California, isn't that right?
That's right. I'm so excited. That's really where I think there's so much work to be done in California, well, everywhere, really, Singapore, California. We've trained in New York and Florida. California, I'm so excited to be going there because it is a media center. And as people start learning about 5-Path, 7-Path, which is a self-hypnosis system that's based on 5-Path, it's also mind, body, spirit, it's going to help me get the word out so that more therapists will learn these techniques and be even more powerful in their ability to help others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Calvin, if someone wanted to use the 5-Path method, would they contact you to get a referral to someone in their area?
We have instructors in the East Coast and Nebraska, and we're going to be having some new instructors other places around the world. But the best thing to do is just go to www.hypnosiscenter.com, or they can call our office at 1-800-965-3390. Let me check the number. It might be 964-3390. But just get the information off of calbanyan.com. It's all there.
Yes, yes. You've got a lot there. Callie, can Can you just give us one more of those great case histories that you were sharing about, the young man who had the vision problem? Do you have any other case examples you could share with us?
Oh, gosh. Right off the top of my head, let me tell you about the barking girl. It was a girl, also a referral from a psychiatrist. And in this case, she's just a 7-year-old girl. And she had a verbal tic, as they call it, where she would make this noise. And she's in school. She's a very happy little girl. And all of a sudden, she starts making this noise. And she gets diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome. She winds up at the Mayo Clinic. And you know what? They do everything they can for that diagnosis, and nothing happens. She winds up once again with a psychiatrist in my area. And fortunately for her, she was referred to our office. And we were able to find out that what was happening, it was so interesting, this little girl had an interest in Taekwondo. And in Taekwondo, they make this sound, hi, like that, you see, when they punch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the subconscious mind had integrated that sound into her daily life to make her feel stronger and more powerful. And with using appropriate hypnotic techniques, we were able to neutralize those that belief, that connection, and after failing everywhere else, we were able to then help her get free of that vocal tic.
That's just amazing. And one of the things it sounds like is when you're talking about some of the other professionals out there that people are using, they're very skilled, obviously, in their specialty, but many of them don't have the resource or the technique of hypnosis available to them because they haven't been trained in that. Isn't that true?
That's right. Many of the schools will tell people to not do age regression unless they've had specialized training. And that's really true. And most basic courses are not going to be able to get that kind of special training in. But the training course that we offer is that kind of specialized training. And, as you know, William, we also have the 5-path course on DVD. So
yes,
that people can not have to travel to California or Singapore or Minneapolis. Even if they'd like to, it saves them a lot of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Calvin, I got to tell you, it's been wonderful to have you as a guest today because your work is really well known, especially among the members of the National Guild of Hypnotists, but also growing as the awareness of your 5-path and the good work you're doing. I had the good fortune this year of actually going to Calvin's clinic there outside of Minneapolis, and it's a very impressive facility, and they do some fantastic work there. And as Calvin mentioned, you've been there 12 years now, Calvin?
Actually, this is our 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary. 10th anniversary. That's fantastic. And I kind of hate to see it move from the Midwest to California, but I know California will be a fun place, and I'm sure they'll benefit from what we had here in the Midwest. Are you going to keep your school, though, in Minneapolis?
We're going to keep our state-licensed school in Minneapolis. It's just so centrally located for people all around the country, and then we're also in the process of getting our school set up in California as well.
That's great. That's fantastic. I want to thank Calvin for being my guest today, and I want to mention to the listeners, next week my guest is Robert Otto, and Robert Otto is a very well-respected, enjoyable hypnosis practitioner who is now mainly also doing trainings around the country, and I've heard him speak many times at the National Guild of Hypnotists, also at the Mid-America Hypnosis Conference and the International Medical and Dental Conference, and Robert Otto is just a real joy as a person. I know that my listeners will really enjoy him next week, so I encourage you to be back here next Thursday at 8 o'clock. I also encourage you to check out my website, mitchellprogram.com, and there are a number of self-help hypnosis programs there that you can use if you can't get to a local therapist. But I want to thank Calvin again for being my guest. Calvin, thank you so much.
I want to encourage everyone to tune in for Robert Otto. He is splendid, intelligent, and he really knows what he's talking about.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Calvin. He really is. I know you speak sincerely. But I want to thank everyone for being a part of the program today, and Calvin, especially for you. And I know you're busy and with your new projects going on, but best wishes in your practice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll see you again soon, I'm sure. Goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. To contact William, visit MitchellProgram.com. Tune in next Thursday for another hour of Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell.